Now we're recording. I don't see Steven. Oh, here comes Kathy. We'll meet Kathy. Welcome, Kathy. Let's see. Robert, Stephen Foote's not here. So do you want to start us or kind of be de facto or not de facto? Okay.
Better?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, so we can go ahead and I guess we'll go ahead and get started. We'll just go down through the agenda. Turn the time over to you, Bob, to go through the agenda. I'm not sure how we want to do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Did y'all have an opportunity to review the minutes we sent out last week? And if so, is there any motion?
I did, and I'll make the motion for the minutes.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Who was that? Sorry.
Ryan Peters.
Ryan, that's what I thought, Ryan. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, they're adopted, so we'll get those posted to our webpage. The next item was the fiscal year 21 budget review. I've got it in there. I think we're going to be fine. Right now, we're waiting for the final closeout numbers. The AG's office is in their closeout, and so we actually won't get final numbers and probably till late July, early August. But I'm projecting at a minimum, we're going to be $11,000 to the good. So with the savings and everything, I think we're going to come out good. One of Maryland's goals for this next year is to come under budget for every conference. And we've done that for the most part, but that's actually her stated goal. So we will keep track of her and we'll give her a gold star every time she comes under budget. So I think we're going to be, I think we're good. So unless there's any questions on the 21 budget, we'll have the final numbers close out budget for you in our September meeting. So unless there's any questions, we'll move on to the 22 budget. Okay, so the 22 budget is at tab C. With the budget that we received with some grant funding, I'm not sure if I told you this in April. If I did, I'll just repeat myself. As part of the CCJJ grant that I applied for this year for additional e-prosecutor licenses, I applied for $79,000 in grant funds. Here comes Stephen. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
I applied for $79,000 to offset Ron's salary since he spends the majority of his time with e-prosecutor. My grant manager at CCJJ is pretty confident that those funds will be granted, and if so, that'll be a huge boost to our budget, which will allow us to actually either hire a law clerk part-time and get back to providing some of those services that we have with the law clerk, maybe hire a part-time secretary, or just get caught up on our training. With the budget that we have, I budgeted that we'll be able to hold Train the Trainer in early 2022. If we follow a pattern that we've done in the past, I would imagine we would do that sometime. Try to either do it before the legislature session starts in early January or in April, right after it starts, although that puts us right up to spring conference. But regardless of when we do it, we have to do it. We've lost quite a few of our senior trainers. And as we have been trying to get trainers, specifically faculty members for basic prosecutor course and some of our other courses, it's been a challenge, so we really need to do a Train the Trainer course. I was able to budget in. I didn't have to necessarily cut anything this year like we did with last year's budget, so I'm confident, if I interpreted the numbers right, that we will be in a good position. So any questions about the budget?
Sorry, just some specifics. I know that, you know, like last year, we completely cut out the basic prosecutor course in UPAA. So was it last fiscal year the first year that we were on the state's amount, or was that kind of a mixed year last year?
No. Last year, fiscal 21 was the first full year on state dedicated revenue.
Okay. Which is troubling since we didn't have two conferences and we've only 11,000 to the good.
Right. Okay. Yeah, this year I didn't think that we would get as much as we did, and that's why I've got to wait and see what our final numbers are for the outcome for this year. And I got, let's see, nobody is here from the AG's office. Okay, actually we're recording, so it doesn't matter. I've had trouble getting numbers from the budget person at the AG's office, and so I've had to go to Alex Wilson, the state fiscal analyst. And so I trust the numbers that he's given me. But if, as long as they compare with what the AG's office is getting me compared with, you know, what we actually got as part of, through the fiscal year, I think we're going to be okay. But Steve, is we need to be careful.
And I think that's great that you sought after Grant to help offset Ron's salary. Obviously, if the grant goes away, you'll have to have that contingency plan that clerk and the part-time secretary may have to go away as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's if we did any of that, hired any of those positions, it would be with that understanding that it's contingent upon grant funds.
Okay. All right.
Anything else from anybody? I apologize that we got delayed getting this out. It's like I said, it was like pulling teeth trying to get accurate information. But anyway, so it is just a proposed budget. So, and again, in September is when we have all the final numbers, because I'll know what the carryover is before then, and that's when we'll give you the final budget. But I would submit this proposed budget for your approval. Any motions?
I'd make a motion that we adopt the proposed budget.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Then the last issue, I think I told you this would be a short meeting. Is the last issue is just replacing Jan as a council member. As we told you last month or last meeting, he accepted a position in the AG's office. I'm sorry, Scott Stevenson sent me a message. Between the last meeting and this meeting, I've reached out to UCDAA. Talked to or sent out an email to the attorneys that the county attorneys that are in Jan's district. So it's Chris Allred, Troy Rawlings, James Swink, Ben Willoughby, who's representing Rich County, and actually I don't know who the new Morgan County attorney is. Anyway, I reached out to them. Didn't hear anything back. I reached out personally to Chris Allred, talked to him about it. He was going to think about it, and then Dee tragically died, and I think he's just overwhelmed. I reached out to James Swink, haven't heard back from him about possibly serving. There's nothing in the statute. Well, I guess my question is how far do I push these guys up there to appoint somebody? Our statute doesn't say anything about having a representative from each of the UPC regions. It's ideal, but if nobody's willing to do it, do you want me to go outside that? And if so, who? Any suggestions on who to contact, or do I just keep pestering the folks up north?
Does that include Box Elder County?
Oh yeah, sorry. Thank you. Yes, it does. Stephen Hadfield. Yeah, okay. I haven't reached out to Stephen yet.
Okay. I think that you've done a pretty good job in the past on grabbing the people in that region and putting him in a room and say, you don't come out until you have a representative. I think it's important that, that we get all the regions. Again, it's not hard and fast. If all of them decline, then we'd have to come up with something else. But
can we simply say we're going to vote one of you guys in and let him know he's on it?
And we may do it that way. Now, in transparency, I was going to attend UCDA's meeting when it was going to be last week, but because people are out of town, it got canceled as well. So I was hoping that I would just be able to take it to them and resolve it then. I'm okay waiting. I don't know that it's any detriment to this body to wait. And I can do that, get with them, either get them all on a call if I can, or show up to the next UCDA meeting.
What about making a temporary appointment, appoint someone temporarily, and then they're in charge of getting the person voted in? Like, yeah. We could say, all right, Hadfield, you're appointed temporarily until someone else is voted on by your group.
Well, and it shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, both James and Chris are on swap, and most of our meetings are back to back. So, like,
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it'd be that difficult for either of them to do it.
Yeah.
Well, is there a huge rush to get the seat filled?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying is it's not, because as long as, you know, everybody else attends, we've got a quorum. So it's just, and I don't want to have to leave it empty for too long. Rob or Ryan or whenever, Will, when's the next UCDA meeting? Is it not until September, or are you guys meeting before then?
We don't have anything planned before then, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll just go unrepresented, I guess.
I mean, I can take Steven's suggestion and just reach out and say, hey, you're in charge of finding somebody. Or if do you think that will go over well? How would you guys feel if I were to reach out to you and say, you're in charge temporarily, find somebody? Or should I just till fall?
I think that if you do that, you need to say that the board has voted that you're the person that's been put in until a vote's taken by your group.
Okay.
I don't want to put it on you.
No, I appreciate that.
I don't anticipate that UPC ends up in another problematic space where decisions are being challenged and grammar and all that stuff that has happened in the past. But let's just assume that a nightmare scenario is coming down the pike. If we put someone in just on our own, even though the statute doesn't really anticipate that, I think we end up creating, it's an invited error. So I would just recommend that we push SWAP and UCDAA to get those people together and make the decision as quickly as possible, and that we not on our own put somebody in a way that the statute doesn't anticipate happening.
That's probably a very prudent way to go.
I just look real quick to see if we had bylaws. I can't find any. Do we have any bylaws?
No, it's just that Marilyn and Steve, you guys have the institutional knowledge, but I'm not aware of anything. Just our statute.
I think it's just the enabling statute. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know that we need a motion on that unless you all want to make a motion. I'm happy to do that. I'll just reach out to UCDA leadership, SWAP leadership, and ask to get on the fall agenda. And in the meantime, I will keep pestering the guys up north so that this comes as a surprise when we walk into the room and make them come out with a winner.
I'll do the same. I'll visit with them.
Okay. Okay, well, that's all I had for today. Marlise, did you want to report anything? I didn't have the resource prosecutors, Tyson's camping. Marlise, did you want to report on anything?
Nope. Tyson said that we weren't going to cover it, so I did not prepare the report for it, but all is well. I will say we just finished our legislative update boring of the state. We had really good numbers, good turnout. I think everyone was just so happy to see real people and not a Zoom screen. They didn't really care what we had to say. They were just excited that people were there. So it was a good tour around the state.
Yeah. We're having problems with Utah County. We just can't get Provo and Orem to send any cops. So not that that's your problem, but just be aware that we're going to address that for next year. Kathy, do you want to report on UPAA? I apologize. I should have put that on the agenda. UPA just finished up a great conference last week.
It really was a great conference. We haven't received the evaluations. Well, we haven't looked at the evaluations yet, but everybody that we talked to just really enjoyed everything that went on. And it was well attended. And everybody, again, like Marlee said, was really thrilled to not be doing it over some kind of a Zoom link. And it was really, really good.
Yeah, we were talking about stress with Sean, is there was a presenter that they found who came in and talked about stress and actually said that stress in some instances is a good thing, which I thought was interesting. So, but great conference. Okay, anything from anybody? All right. Thank you all for allowing us to reschedule this because of our budget issues. So what I have got, our next meeting, so I wanted to ask you this. Let me pull up the calendar. So fall conference is in Vernal. And we normally do the next council meeting in conjunction with fall conference. So what we have normally done is the morning, so fall conference will start Wednesday afternoon. We've usually done our next meeting the morning of fall conference with the assumption that many of you would be at that location. Or what I've got here on the agenda is actually to meet Tuesday at Heber Wells, or excuse me, at College Drive in our first floor training room. What would you guys prefer? Do you want to hold it the morning of fall conference or do you want to do it on Tuesday?
I've always thought that it's good in conjunction with fall conference. I mean, we're put together for training, so I mean that's the purpose of our council. So I think that we should be there.
I agree with Steve.
Okay,
works better.
Okay, then strike in the agenda and summary that I sent you. We'll do Wednesday, September 22nd, and let's say. Because hopefully UCDA and SWAP will meet. Let's go 8:30, just so UPC staff can be done and get ready for a beginning of fall conference. So we'll plan on going from 8:30 to 10, and then I'll let UCDA and SWAP know that they can follow on after that. So Marilyn, where will that be, at the hotel or over at the UNA Conference Center, do you think?
I'll arrange it for the hotel.
Okay.
Being 8:30 in the morning, then we can just come downstairs. And I was going to say, I'm glad that the group wants to do it on Wednesday, because Tuesday is usually a travel day for us and everybody else. So,
yeah. Which hotel will that be at, Marilyn?
We're going to be at the Spring Hill Suites.
Spring Hill. Okay.
And also the townhouse that's right in back of it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll get everybody on the master list. And then if you want to actually stay for the conference, then, you'll need to take care of that on your own, but we'll get everybody on the master list for Tuesday night.
No need to put me on that.
Hey, Steve, is there plenty of room at the KOA there?
Actually, there is a KOA there.
I know.
Vernal. So I'm sure there would be.
Okay. Well, Stephen, Robert started, so I'll turn it back over to you. I'm done. I think we're done unless there's anything else.
Motion to end the meeting?
Yep.
So moved?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Here we go.
All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks, everybody. Hey, Marlee and Marilyn, if you'll stay on.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, all.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July.